So throughout the month of December, we've been building a Christmas playlist, if you will, taking a look at a couple of the Christmas carols that are very familiar and very popular. Yet when you take a look at these Christmas carols, the theology that is within them is pretty remarkable. Today we're going to be taking a look at another carol. The carol is called The First Noel. Most of us probably know a little bit about that song. Excuse me. Author Kenneth W. Osbeck, in his book Inspiring Hymn Stories for Daily Devotions, writes about the First Noel. Very little is known about the origin of this English carol. It is believed to have risen to prominence in France during the 15th century. Noel is a French word originating from Latin, meaning birthday. The song is thought to have been brought to England by the wandering troubadours. The carol under the English form Noel, N-O-W-E-L-L, became a great favorite for Christmas Eve. The First Noel portrays a vivid narrative style, portrays in vivid narrative style the story of the birth of Christ. All six verses are needed to complete the entire event when the hymn is sung. The repetition of the joyous Noel in the refrain is equivalent to our singing out, "Happy Birthday to You." The six stanzas go like this. The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Verse 2, they looked up and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Verse 3, and by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far to seek, for a king was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went. Verse 4, this star drew nigh to the northwest, or Bethlehem, it took its rest, and there it did both stop and stay right over the place where Jesus lay. Verse 5, then entered in those wise men three, full reverently upon their knee, and offered there in his presence their gold and myrrh and frankincense. Verse 6, then let us all with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord, that hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood mankind hath bought. And of course, between each stanza are the words, Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. A Noel is a proclamation. It's a proclamation of good news regarding a birth, and in this case, the birth is the birthday of a king. And we can only think of one king that deserves this kind of proclamation. The first Noel, if we read in Scripture, All right, are we back at the beginning? Okay. The first Noel is a proclamation of the good news. And in this case, it is found in Scripture in Luke chapter 2. And this clip is one of the best ways that I know to introduce this Scripture.
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a treat!
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
I don't know if you noticed, but as soon as Linus delivers the words of the angel, he drops his blanket. You're never going to watch this again without noticing that. He doesn't need the security of his blanket when he is proclaiming the first Noel. You see, according to the Christmas carol, the first proclamation or the first announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ came to shepherds. And the angels proclaimed, as Linus has already stated, this first Noel, this first proclamation of the birth of the king. Of course, the author of the poetry in the song or in the carol, the first Noel, takes a little bit of liberties as he says this all happened on a cold winter's night. We don't know that for sure. You know, that's just their assumption. What we do know, according to the Mishnah or the rabbinic Jewish documents from the end of the second century, was that these sheep were likely no ordinary sheep. Because they were being housed outdoors in Bethlehem or in the fields around Bethlehem, these sheep and the shepherds who were watching over them realized that the sheep were destined to become burnt offerings in Jerusalem. They were to be peace offerings. They were to be part of the Passover offerings. They were part of the temple worship services in Jerusalem, because Jerusalem was only about 5 miles from Bethlehem. These sheep were apparently kept outdoors all year round. Presumably, they were carefully watched over to keep them safe from incurring any blemish that might render them unusable for temple sacrifice. So, time of the year aside, because a lot of people think that Jesus was actually born more in March or April, it doesn't really matter. Because the significance, the spiritual and the prophetic significance of the heavens, of heaven's angelic messengers, is hard to ignore. You see, the angel announced this new birth as the Messiah. He was Christ the Lord. And once he was coming once for all, and he would take away the sins of the world, thus rendering their jobs as temple shepherds unnecessary. And the point of the song is the proclamation of this good news. And that is exactly what happened. It is a message of good news from God to man. This Noel that was first proclaimed to the shepherds, if you will notice, it requires action. Upon hearing the message, what did the shepherds do? They went at once to see this great sight. I think that's very significant, because too often we sit and we hear the good news about Jesus Christ and it doesn't lead us to any kind of action. We're just content to sit and listen and hear a good sermon or hear a good Bible study or read a good commentary or something of that nature, but it doesn't really change us. When the shepherds heard the news, and you have to, I mean, I can't even begin to imagine being out in the field just doing my job, and all of a sudden an angel appears and starts talking directly to me, and then a whole host of angels comes and proclaims that Jesus is going to be born, And instantly I recognize that this is the message that we have been waiting for thousands of years, that a Messiah is going to come. I can't imagine how that must have made them feel. I might have the tendency to just be terrified. Although the angel did say, "Fear not." But the shepherds went at once. They left their noble and holy task of taking care of these sheep so that they might see the Messiah. The application for us is obvious. Simply hearing the word, the good news, the birth announcement is not enough. We talked about that last week in Sunday school. Do not be a hearer of the word only, but be a doer of the word. It's in James chapter 1. When I was in high school, we had a club that we called the Baidatwan Ho Club. Baidatwan Ho stands for "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." Baidatwan Ho. That's exactly what the shepherds did when they heard the first Noel. It led them to action. The second thing was that it resulted in praise. When they heard that God's Messiah was come and they went and they saw the baby, they rejoiced. They celebrated. And a Noel should do that. The Noel, the first Noel, should elicit a sense of joy within us. Unfortunately, in our world, just the mere thought of Christmas lends to more anxiety. We've got more programs to go to. We've got more parties to do. We've got more things. We've got more stuff. We've got more family. We've got more this, that, and the other thing. And we don't pause to simply find joy in Christ. Noel should result in praise. Did they witness how this Messiah would save them? I mean, there they are. The baby is just, who knows, maybe hours old. Did they know how he was going to save them? That's a baby. But they believed it, and it caused them to celebrate. There are things that are going on in our lives. We don't know how Jesus is going to take care of it. We don't have any idea how he's going to handle it, but he will. We just have to believe it. The Noel also resulted in proclamation. We know that the shepherds, after they received the news and after they celebrated this time with Mary and Joseph and Jesus, they had joy in their lives, and they could not keep that in. They spread the news to everyone, maybe even to the people who were annoyed by their proclamation. Can you imagine this group of shepherds? We don't know how many there were. We don't even know how old they were. Because back in ancient Israel, oftentimes the shepherds were the children. And so we don't have any idea how old these shepherds were. But what we do know is that once they were connected to the Messiah, they could not keep it in. They had to tell people. Now imagine you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden a shepherd comes up to you and just starts proclaiming, "Our Messiah has been born." "Get away from me, you filthy shepherd. You annoy me." And that's still true in our world. When Jesus has finally gotten a hold of us, when he has finally shown himself to be real in us, when he has broken through our own selfishness and our own self-centeredness, and he has finally gotten to the place where he has softened our heart, and we want to share that, there are not a lot of people who are receptive to that. But that doesn't mean that we stop. Eventually, the shepherds went back to their flocks. The Noel, the birth message, was inside of them. I don't think they stopped trying to share it just because they went back to their fields, back to their work, back to their daily life. I think that they were changed forever. So the Noel requires action. The Noel results in praise and proclamation. But the Noel is also a message of invitation. The song starts the third verse with, "And by the light of that same star, three wise men came from country far. To seek for a king was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went." I think it's interesting that throughout this song, the first Noel, there's a number of times that it alludes to this star, to the light. In the second verse, it even talks about how the star was shining in the east beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. I think that that's not an accident, because the idea of the first Noel, the idea of the proclamation here, is really pretty remarkable. You see, the message was given to the shepherds via a divine angelic being. But how was the message given to the Gentile wise men? A star. Creation. Something that God has allowed our, you know, everybody to see. And I think that that's really important, because as we take a look at this, we're talking about that same star, the light of that, the same star that lit Bethlehem is the same star that the wise men saw. And it shone day and night. We don't know how long it took the wise men to get there, but we do know that it probably was over a year. The star symbolizes the same message that the shepherds heard, likely over a year ago. The Magi saw that star as a celestial message and an invitation given by God's creation to search to find a king. God has one message here, one Noel, and it is announced to the shepherds, it is announced to the wise men, it is announced in different ways. God gave one message to the Jews through the angels, and he gave the same message to the Gentiles through a star. One message to the humble laborers, and the other message, the same message, to the learned men. One message to the people who could find Jesus quickly, because it didn't take long for them to get from their fields to the stable, and another message for people who were going to search for months until they found Jesus. And that's what they did. They searched, and then they found him. And they presented him with their gifts. And the point of the first Noel is that once you hear the message, once you hear the Noel, it will not be the last Noel. This may have been the first Noel, but the Noel, the proclamation of Jesus' birth, the proclamation that the Messiah has come, is going to continue and continue and continue both day and night as the stars shine. You see, the message is brought to this earth so that it can be shared. And we need to share that message. We need to share that message with others. And God is still doing his part in sharing the Noel. Sometimes he gets right in a person's grill, like he did with Saul, you know, on the road to Damascus. A light came down. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" I mean, you can't get much more in the face than that. And Saul repented after a couple of days of being blind. But sometimes God uses, well, a slower method. Sometimes he proclaims the message through creation, and it even says that in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." You see, the message, the Noel, is constantly being proclaimed, whether it's directly from a pulpit, directly from the Lord himself, or whether it's through creation. The message is always out there. The Noel of Jesus' birth is constantly being proclaimed. But what are you doing about it? What are we doing about it? Verse 6 gives us kind of the motivation. Verse 6 of the song. Then let us all with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord, that hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood mankind hath bought. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. And this brings the story full circle. The birth of Jesus would have meant nothing if there was not a sacrificial death. Whoever wrote the poem concluded with the theology that was not only necessary for first century people, but for us today. We are the focus of Christ's love. We are the reason that Jesus was born and that he died. And so the first Noel may have been the fact that Jesus was born, but the first Noel is also this child has come for a mission. And he has come for a purpose. Not just to be a great teacher, not just to be a good guy, not just to perform some miracles, but so that we might have the hope of eternal life through his death, burial, and resurrection on the cross. The first Noel is not finished until you sing about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It's a wonderful song. Kind of takes us through the whole thing. The whole story, if you will. Yeah, there's some liberties taken with the song and things that might not actually have been exactly what happened. But the point of the message, the point of the song, is that the Noel that God spoke first through the angels to the shepherds and next spoke through the star to the wise men had an ending in mind, and that ending was our salvation. And so, my friends, there's always an invitation. There's always a moment when we have the opportunity to say, I am going to give my life to Christ. I'm going to be like the shepherds. I've heard the message, and I've got to act on it. I can't let anything get in my way. I have to do this because the Noel is always going to be proclaimed.